There's a call for volunteers across the Harrogate Borough for a team known as Driving Force. Last year, they carried out over 100,000 journeys assisting local people who need assistance with transportation. There are currently 60 drivers in total, but more are needed. I went to meet some of those people involved, including volunteer driver Charlie. But first, I spoke to 28-year-old Jamie Linus, who is blind and relies on Driving Force to get to local community group Vision Centre every Friday.
I come mostly when I come, it's for the indoor bowls, which is usually on a Friday morning. We have a few games of bowls, have a coffee and a biscuit and a chatter. It's all good stuff.
And you can get here thanks to volunteers like Charlie?
Yeah, without that service, I'd be stuck at home. I wouldn't be able to get, because my mum doesn't drive. I don't have the confidence and ability to use buses and things. I can't afford taxis, so... And then you've got all different new taxi drivers as well.
What does Charlie mean to you?
The world. And I'm not just saying that because it's out there. Because as well as it's somebody to talk to as well. You know, it's someone, even like a couple of years ago, I broke my leg and I was hospitalised. And Charlie even came in to visit me in hospital. And things like that, so even just, as well as somebody to talk to as well, and it's hard to describe with words, really, to be honest. Like Driving Force and Harrogate Easy Living Project keep sending these things, how can we improve our service? And I'm like, well, you can't really, it's good as it is. How do you improve perfect? But, if there was a few more drivers, then more people will be able to use the service.
And that's really why I'm down here today, talking to you guys.
Because, really, I'm lucky enough to have a regular driver each. But even things like, when Charlie goes on holiday, sometimes there's not somebody to do it. So, it all depends on what people's availability are as well. Mm. So if there were more people that would volunteer their time, it'd be great.
Charlie is one of the Driving Force volunteers. I asked him how long he'd been volunteering for.
It's coming up to 3 years now. Well, I'd retired early when the austerity measures kicked in. Thought I had enough to keep me busy with retirement, and became quite apparent I didn't. So, and it's nice to get to an age, I think, where you want to give things back. And this became available. It was originally set up in Ripon. And the beauty of what I found with help is you're not committed. Other charities or volunteers, they want a commitment for a day or whatever. The beauty of this here is I can volunteer to have X amount of drives, X amount of weeks, and if I don't want to do it or if something else comes up, I just don't volunteer the following week. So you're committed to driving but not to specific times. That being said, over time appeals to me more to get to know people, so I now have regulars.
But I guess you forge friendships, don't you, with the people you help?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the beauty of getting to know. They're not really clients, they become friends. I get calls at home, which really shouldn't do, but when people ask for sort of favours, which is absolutely fine. So, and building up that rapport with people is really nice. And the thing I never really realised before, especially with blind people, it really is important because they can't see you. Your voice is the first thing they get to know of you. So actually having that comfort that they know the driver. And I've got 3 or 4 sort of different blind people. I take 2 regulars and off normally certain other people. So, yeah.
It's that trust, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. And I'd never sort of considered blindness before. But there is a huge amount of trust.
What do you get out of volunteering?
A sense of giving back to the community, loads of friendship. I get an awful lot of joy out of it. Meeting people and actually just when people are really grateful for what you consider just to go to the house, picking them up and taking them somewhere. You think that's the end of the, that's it, but it's not. For them, they go to wherever they're going, they enjoy it, and meeting people, and social loneliness is just so prevalent these days, and we just don't seem to do enough about it.
Tanya Simpson is the Director of Services at Vision Support in the Harrogate District. She explains what would happen without volunteers like Charlie to get people in need from A to B.
People wouldn't be able to get out without Charlie. It's simple as that, really. So there's quite a few of our guys, and many more, you know, that obviously because of lack of volunteers are still stuck at home. There's so much to do in the Harrogate district for people. The biggest problem is them getting there. It's not just a disability that can cause isolation and loneliness. You know, it's just the lack of people being around you. So to use volunteering as a tool to stay part of your community, you know, to and the satisfaction you get from helping others is, you know, unbelievable, really. Just like we encourage independence, we want our volunteers to go away feeling like they've achieved something as well, and because they're doing it for free. So, you know, they've got to be as happy as our members, really. And I think when, like, Charlie and the other drivers come in, you know, I'm always like, you do such a great job, because I just know, as I'm visually impaired myself, I know how isolating it is to not be able to drive. 20, I started having problems with my eyesight, and I didn't want to go out at all, not at all. So it's that. But once I was tricked into coming somewhere like here and getting involved in the activities, every single achievement I did built me up further and further and further. And you know, just life becomes great. It's worth living, really, isn't it, for a lot of people? So, yes.
So that's an important role.
It is. When working together is the most important thing, I think.
For more information on volunteering for Driving Force, go to strayfm.com/health.